the VFN radio program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, where we're seeking to educate, illuminate, to bring inspiration to your life and activation into the destiny God has called you to. Join us in a few moments. Welcome to the start of a journey with a daily radio program. We're beginning this very moment. Again, I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're excited about bringing you VFN Radio. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! We love you, Jesus. More Lord! Again, welcome to the start of the our journey together on VFN Daily's radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we'll be right back in just one moment. We'll give a shout out to Brett and Sharon out there in Denver, Colorado. Thumbs up from Mile High in the Air in the Rocky, not the Rocky Mountains, but the beautiful mountains of Denver. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We give a shout out this morning to Barbara in Spring, Texas. Barbara, we're excited about what's happening, what God's doing through Spring, Texas. And Klein, woo, James, God is good, God is good. Woo, praise the Lord, is so good. We'll give a big shout out there to New Jersey and this morning to John and Teresa. We're so excited to know. I got your email this morning, Teresa, how excited you were. We understand that your mother is on this morning in Florida. Oh, my goodness. We are so excited how we're reaching already. Day one. Welcome to day one of the VFN radio broadcast. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and let me catch my breath. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to shout out to the Bronx. Crystal, we love you. We're so excited about what's happening up there in the Bronx. Lefty, oh my goodness, man, I hope you're listening on the subways up there in Manhattan. Give a shout out down to Cindy in Lakeland. Oh my goodness, Lakeland, come on, let's give a shout in the house here for Cindy. Out there to Jackery in Okinawa, Japan. Man, we are so excited about the broadcast, VFN Radio, reaching all the way to Japan today. I want to give also a shout out to Yulong in Hong Kong, man. This is the day, man. You said it. Here it is. We're live. VFN Radio and VFN TV. Well, be a little patient with me today. This is our first broadcast, and we're working our way through kind of explaining today, you know, what we're doing and what it's all about. But we're also going to be having a day of dedication, because we don't do anything unless the Lord is dedicated to Him. And that's the reason why we're here, is to be able to promote and to advance the name and the glory of Jesus Christ. And so we just want to open up first and just a beginning prayer this morning. Father God, we just lift you up this morning. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, we just surrender ourselves to you and say, here we are. Here we are. Set this fire, fan into flame the hearts of your people again. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to be able to tell you first that I want to also give a shout out to those in Pensacola. We're so excited to hear. We got your message this morning, Renee. In Pensacola, your work, I believe, at Baptist Hospital there at the hospital in Pensacola, Florida. I'll give a shout out to Chris. Oh, my goodness. I guess Destin, right? Destin, Florida. I don't know where you cannot count the sand. Well, praise the Lord. Here we are. We're getting started. But first, I just want to chat with you a little bit this morning. First, I want to take a deep breath. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we are. Here we are. I was up late last night trying to talk to somebody about joining us here this week. We don't know. Just keep that in your prayers. We'll see if I'm not going to tell you who that is, but his initials are. But you'll be hearing from him just a little bit because we had a little conversation and we recorded it for you so you actually can hear it. But just God's doing some wonderful, wonderful things. What we're going to do... I'm going to be coming to you daily on the VFN radio program. And what's so cool that once we even go live, because we're going to be chatting soon, we're going to be talking back and forth. I'm already getting emails and messages in now. Pat's manning all the whatever stuff you call that stuff, how you communicate all that, and then passing it on to me, and our team's ready to go. But today was just time of dedication, so we're just going to chat, what it's about. I'm going to give a shout out to my mother, Marilyn and Zerl. My mother, Marilyn, was so excited about the launch of VFN. We're excited about you getting it, Ma. And hopefully you'll join me on the air every now and then for the show. But the good news is that once we go, once we finish our live broadcast for the day through super technology and the brilliance of Patrick Shane Hamilton, somehow it will come back up again and it will play continually for 24 hours. That way, when they come on in Israel, which is 12 hours different than us, right? It's 12 hours different than us. But when they come on and get up in the morning, it'll be their morning program as well, right?
Right, absolutely.
Oh, so good to have you on the show, Pat.
Glad to be here.
Isn't that awesome? I got Pat with me. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I'm just so excited about what God's doing here. It's just been an awesome journey, and we're just really excited about what God has in store for us.
Awesome. Totally awesome. You're doing a wonderful job of putting everything together, and everybody that has partnered with us, we thank you for the partners that are standing with VFN TV and VFN Radio. I first want to give a big shout out to everybody out there to remind you that the application is out. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. You can actually go, first of all, to our website, which is activated last night. Did a wonderful job. There's a few things still they're working on, but you can go to VFNTV.com, and you can see, as a matter of fact, I'm pulling it up while we're even talking to you right here, and you can see firsthand all the wonderful things. You can click and begin to listen in your workplace to the VFN radio, VFN TV as well, and I can't type and talk. Give me a second here. And, I did type and talk, but I typed the wrong thing. Ooh, hold on a minute. Okay, here we go. One, I don't know what that was. VFNTV.com. Got it. And it comes up, and you just go, oh, who is that fellow on the front page? Oh, my goodness. But anyway, you just click on Listen Now, and you pick the top one would be listening on your radio and on your computer, and the bottom would be listening on your phone. Or you can go to your phone right now and go to your browser on your phone, type in www.vfn, that's Victory, V as in Victory, VFNTV.com. And all of a sudden, VFN TV will come up on your phone, and a little thing will pop up, and it'll ask you very specifically, do you want to accept the mobile version? Just say yes. And then after it's up for a moment, all of a sudden you see something that says save it to your home screen. Yes, we're on the journey there to a full accepted application. We're excited about that. We got everything coming in, and iTunes is in communication with us. We're working on the background with Android and BlackBerry and blueberries and cherries, I guess. I don't know. But we're excited about getting it out all over the land. But you can get it today. You can begin to listen to VFN TV teachings today. And also, this broadcast will be available to you in archives. You can actually go back and listen to the show maybe that you wanted to hear today. You actually can hear it again throughout the week, or you can hear it again a month from today. It'll be available on your application and also on VFNTV.com. There is content at on the website and on your mobile device at VFNTV.com that is members or subscribers, but don't worry about that. It's a free subscription. Just go to VFNTV.com and subscribe for free, and you will have everything available to you. You just want to give it to you. We just want to give it to you. Freely we receive, freely we want to be able to give it to you. Well, that's how the application works. You can find out more about that at VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com. The first thing you want to think about is, what do we want to do? What is our goal? Why is God calling us to launch VFNTV and the Daily Radio program? Well, he's actually calling us to be able to have a conversation, to begin a conversation. You know, there's so many conversations going on right now with trying to save the world and trying to save the whales and trying to save the countries and nations and even save America. But, you know, the Lord has called us to save people. And a byproduct of a saved people, a byproduct of the church, is to be able to a blessed world. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Think about this. That a healthy world, a healthy nation is a byproduct of a church that's in right relationship with God. We've been pointing our fingers at the world and political parties and all these things and saying, it's your fault. If you would have done this, if you would have done that. And all along, the Lord says, listen, if you'll get your act together, then we're their fault. They're not our fault. And our God is bigger than anything the adversary can do. And I want to encourage you this morning that we're going to begin this conversation together. And we're going to believe that as we look and face the facts of what things really are, we're not going to, cover it up. We're going to try to be authentic as we can. And we're going to be educated on what really is. And in that, then we're going to be able to take God's word, the light of God's word. He says, he's the light of the world. He's called us to be a light, to shine in darkness, and that we're going to take the light of God's word and illuminate that truth, those facts that we saw, so we can get a good look at it. Because if we stay in the dark while we're looking at dark and what's going on, we're not going to understand that. And then finally, we're going to be inspired. I'm going to inspire you that because it doesn't matter how big the giants are or what's going on, our God is bigger and he's greater than anything the adversary could ever do. And finally, we're going to activate you. There's so many things going on. It's like a pep rally, but nobody ever plays ball. And it's time for us to get on the courts. It's time for us to get on the fields. It's time for us to get in the harvest fields. But, we need to be able to be rightly related to do that. So we're going to talk about how to even activate you in that. But first we're going to do is go to these messages, and I'll be right back. There's nothing like, finding out about, that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. John, how people say, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people go, yes, and then the political correct answer, another religiously correct answer.
Go to church.
I go to church. And but the thing is about it is that it's such a common semantic, it's a common way of vocabulary of religious, it's like the religious jargon of the day. But there is such a thing as a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That he's the lover of your soul, and that he compares himself to the bridegroom, and we're the bride, and this intimacy, and he's preparing. He wants to hang out with us because he loves you. He wants to hang out with you. And he wants you to want to hang out with him.
Right.
And it's abiding. Think about it. He talks about it in John chapter 15. He just says that he says, remain or abide in me. I think it's John 15:4. He says, abide in me or remain in me, and I will abide in you or remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me or remain in me. And so, sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we're sitting here trying to do all this stuff for Jesus. And, it's like, dude, it's a byproduct of a personal relationship with him.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's overflow. Go ahead.
Brother Greg, a lot of times too that you ask, a believer or a Christian these days, why do you read the Bible? And sometimes the pat answer is just, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. I just got to do this chore, right?
Two chapters a day.
Right.
Come heck or high water, two chapters a day.
And abiding is not something that we have to do. It's something that we get to do. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes people think that, it's only the pastor or the minister that can hear God's voice. But, John 10, My sheep know my voice. And that's an inheritance for all believers. And so every believer should be encouraged, you know, abiding, spending time and hearing his voice. And
you think about it, I mean, it's just, you know, once you break the mindset and you realize that Jesus wants to talk to you. I mean, you got all these books that have been printed in the world, but the difference in the Bible is the fact that it's a living word, that it comes with the author. And sure. that God explains it to you, and he speaks to you from the word, you know. And basically, it's just that, you know, people kind of know that they need to do this, and the enemy's kind of complicated it, you know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, people want to do, they just need a simple plan to do that. And, you know, we put together a simple plan for, you know, that we personally do ourselves. You know, we walk out this plan, and we're seeing children, you know, walk in this plan. And when these children speak about what God is, how they're encountering God and what he's saying, adults lean forward and listen to them on VFN TV. Did you know, remember how that happens? Like, they begin to talk and everybody like, I want to be the Bible man, you know, out of Texas. And everybody leans forward. Why? Because we know that God speaks to his people. Well, if that's you, if you're tired of religion and you're ready to walk with God, and God's obviously ready to walk with you, you know, he says, you can just put all the stuff aside that you've been trying to do and begin to abide with him. He says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. So, you know, with that, you can actually go to iabide.org. Just go there today, iabide.org, you know, read over a little bit. And if you want to be able to request that plan, you could just request the plan. It'll be sent to you immediately, John. Immediately.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a video there. There's some explanation, a whole, everything you need to be able just to get started. Real simple, simple plan that we're seeing children, 8-year-olds, that are walking with God and hearing from God and just so excited, because when you start listening, I mean, what happens when somebody listens to you? You continue to talk, right?
That's right.
But if people stop listening, you stop talking, right?
Mm.
And quite often is, if you want to hear God talk to you, you got to start listening to him, and you'll find out he wants to hear what you're saying, but you have to want to hear what he's saying.
That's right.
And the definition of abide, everything you need is there, iabide.org. You know, when you think about it, there's so many people who talk about God. I mean, you think about it's amazing how many, you would think that everybody knows God because they talk about God. But, you know, the more you find out, and once you meet God, then you find out people call a lot of things God.
Mm.
And it's not truly God that they're really talking about. It's their perception of what they're making. But you really don't know that until you actually meet God. And the only way to really meet God is to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. That's what's good. That's the gospel. The gospel, which means good news, you know, John. It just means good news, right? It's just good. The good news is that we couldn't have a relationship with God. It was totally over outside of a bridge, of a doorway, of access to God. And that's what Jesus did for us. And he's the only way to God. And so, you know, you just got to meet him. You got to meet my Father. If you want to meet him today, if you want to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ, go to meetmyfather.org. That's meetmyfather.org. You can find out my story, you know, my journey, which is just kind of, you know, you think about it. I try to share as much of my story to know how bad I am outside of Jesus Christ. And I had to cut it off at some point. But rest assured that outside of Jesus Christ, there's no way. I'm just, you know, Paul says, of the sinners, I'm the chiefest. And you think about it, you know, we all can say that. And I just thank God for Jesus Christ and what he's done for me. But anyway, if you want to meet God or find out about my journey or other's journey, go to meetmyfather.org today. Meetmyfather.org. You think about when you get saved, the first thing you want to do is what? You want to know more about Jesus, right?
That's right.
And so you start reading the Bible. You're excited about reading the Bible, and then you think you know, when you want to learn how to read and write and add, you want to go to school, right?
Sure.
You know, and let me tell you about my experience. So I got excited, man. I'm just in love with Jesus. I read the Bible all the way through. It may have been the first book I ever read all the way through. And I'm just pumped. I'm floating, man. You know, I'm the police, you know, and I'm just excited and just totally, you know. And so then I apply for Bible school. I'm just so committed. You know, I'm like, I filled out this application to be able to go to Bible school, you know, me and Jesus. Hmm? Yeah. And so And so I go through all the processes of approval, and I walk through the whole traditional cycle, you know, and I make it through references and all this kind of stuff. And I finally go to the pastor's office, you know, I get back there and I sit down. I just share my juvenile in the Lord heart with him about, you know, what I felt like to do. And he was just very encouraging, you know, and he signed my application to go somewhere else to get an education. You know, you think I could have got one there with 1200 people. Anyway, so then I go send my application off. So I'm waiting patiently for my application to come from the Bible school that the whole world is supposed to be talking about. And I get a reply back from them. They tell me, listen, John, are you hearing me? Listen to this.
I'm hearing.
They said I wasn't saved long enough to go to school. I got rejected, man. They wouldn't even let me go to school, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you do with that? I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know? And so I'm dealing with this personal rejection that I can't learn about Jesus. I'm not saved enough to know him yet. There's nobody discipling me. I got a reference to go to this place. I guess the school is just not here today, by the way. It didn't last that long. It kind of closed up.
Wow.
Which is kind of good. I don't have it hanging on my wall. But, you know, that's what VFNU is about. You know, Vine Fellowship Network University is that, you know, I can feel your pain. If you're listening right now and you love Jesus, you know, you just want to know more about him. And I want to encourage you to find out more on VFNU.org today. That's not how Jesus is. Remember, the Pharisees were amazed that simple fishermen were being used. That they had a deep education and they knew you had to have the Bible memorized to be a Pharisee, you know. And by the age of 40, Paul had it memorized. But they were using simple fishermen. God was using simple fishermen. And they just couldn't get it. But just because they couldn't get it didn't mean they didn't have it. They had Jesus, you know what I'm saying, amongst them, and God was moving. So I want to encourage you that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. If you're feeling called in to know more about Jesus, you know, possibly even called to even, you know, go into the harvest field, you know, be a minister, to be a shepherd, a pastor. Welcome back. The VFN Radio. Oh my goodness, is that funny? The sad thing about that is it is so true. So true. That's VFNU.org. VFNU.org. We are building the family university for you to find out that it's not as hard as religion, it's not as hard as what the adversary has said about family, and truly, you know, it's not as painful as tradition has seemingly made it out to be. VFNU.org. VFNU.org. That was John Ramos. I just want to thank John for joining me there to have a little discussion about. He'll be joining us throughout the program today. We are going to talk to you next about, you know, when God was calling us to be able to launch this aspect of what we're doing. It's VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program. It's VFN TV. And we want to be able not only to talk to you each day live on the radio about what's happening that very, very moment, but we also want to be able to talk to you through television. And so you can go to VFNTV.com on the application on your phone, or you can pull it up at VFNTV.com. And you have teachings there that are very specific to, you know, what's happening in the world right now. Some of the big questions that are on our mind that we need to really have God's perspective of what's happening is that, you know, is America under God's judgment? I mean, you think about it. I mean, we're not saying it is. This is just a beginning conversation, you know, coming from 10 years in law enforcement, you know, knowing that, you know, you just got to look at the evidence. You just don't go ahead and immediately start convicting somebody of something of that nature, but you actually just begin to look at the evidence. And so we take a chance to be able to look at the evidence, and we ask the question, you know, is America under judgment? And it's part one and part two. It's available for you free right now on your application or at VFNTV.com. And it's just going to really challenge you in the in your understanding. I mean, you know, we can't keep our heads buried in the sand of denial. If the land's under judgment, how do we respond as God's people? And And what does judgment really mean? And one of the things I talk about in this particular talk is that, you know, coming from a law enforcement experience, that, you know, when you go to a judge, you're not guilty at first. You first got to look at the evidence before the judge makes a determination. And the judge is going to judge the situation to be able to put things back in its righteous order. When you understand that things are under God's judgment, we're not talking about end time judgment. It's not the end of the world. Although it's 2012, and it seems like sometimes that Hollywood kind of understands a little bit better than the church did the signs of the time. Believe me, they're blind and just being used to be able to shout out some messages about what's going to all of Hollywood, you know, but it's just amazing how they kind of tap in, because you know, when you move prophetically, you can go, my goodness, it's amazing how they kind of nailed that right there. And but with that, we look at the evidence, and what the judge does, the judge puts things back in order again. And so he's not sentencing. If it's under judgment, what God's wanting us to do is to, like a judge sits at a bench, he wants to bring things back in his order again. So I encourage you to listen to that. Remember, God is not trying to write off Americans or the world. He's wanting to write everyone in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can find out more at VFNTV.com or download the application today, VFNTV.com, on your browser, and it'll take you through the steps right there. Well, when we started to launch VFN Radio, you know, the big thing that you start thinking about is like, oh my goodness, you know, this is the world, and, you know, we're reaching the world, and we're expanding the world. We're just kind of, we got these world maps in, you know, the old fashioned roll down teacher maps, you know. Actually, we have a still map. We're just I'm believing for the kind that kind of pulls down and it's large, like you had in your classrooms, you know, which is not digital, where you actually can pin it and all the different things that are taking place across the world. In the context of that, you know, how can we talk to everybody that where God's, you know, so many people's listening to us, and when we want to be able to encourage you, we don't want to leave you alone. I mean, we want to be able to stay with you on your day-to-day journey and inspire you with a vision that God's called his people to. And he told me in my abiding time, and you heard about abiding time, John and myself were talking about it, but that in my abiding time, he says, you know, whatever I whispered in your ear in darkness, you know, whatever I told you when we were alone, I want you to shout it from the rooftops. And literally, I mean, God gave me a dream. And in this dream, I was standing on the roof of a house, and it's gone through some turbulent times, but there was a multitude of people in every single direction, you know, and they were hungry for God, and they were ready to turn around. They're ready to just run for God. And my question was not, you know, are they going to come to God? I knew they were. As a matter of fact, it obviously wasn't how good I was speaking, because I could have just said run and they would have run. But I was thinking to myself, can we handle this? Can we handle this? And since then, that God laid on my heart, he began to show us how to build a foundation. He began to show us how to build what we call like an ark of God's wisdom to be able to walk in, to be the church again. For the truly, think about this. You know, you can't really go to what you are. All you could do is truly be. You know, so many people are trying to go to church and never thought about being the church. And when you are the church, what happens is other parts of the church just come together like building material, like a spiritual house that God's presence dwells in. Sounds like the word, doesn't it? So we're going to talk more about those things, but that's what we're doing. We're just shouting it from the rooftops. This is a shout cast going around the world. This is the cannon going off. If I had a cannon this morning, you would just hear go boom. You know, it's the very place that the Lord has spoken to us, right here in the studios, VFN television and radio studios. It's right here where the Lord showed us that we would be in Asia and we would be speaking to the Asian people. And yes, Yulong, just good morning to Yulong and all that's happening there. We're also excited about having Israel. You know, Israel is part of our listening audience. You know, I received my call when I was in to where we are now, and on my journey in Israel, I was in the middle of an awesome move of the Lord that was taking place in Pensacola, Florida, at the Brownsville Revival. And I was in ministry there working under Brother Kilpatrick, and revival was just awesomely being poured out. God's presence was being poured. But God began to call me to himself. It didn't make sense because there were so many things going on. Why wouldn't you want to be in the middle of that? And the Lord had this day in mind. He had this day in mind, and I had to get on the journey to do it. But I went to Israel to be able to take a sabbatical. I was going to take a quiet time, actually, but the Lord just kind of picked me up and carried me to Israel. And so, somebody paid my way there and everything. I was like, okay, I guess I'll go. And I'm reading John Bevere's book. If you don't know John Bevere, it's The Fear of the Lord. So I actually felt like dirt. If you read that book, it's like, oh my goodness. You know, it was the last book I thought. It was probably the perfect book to read at the time. I'm thinking, I should not have read this book because I feel like dirt. But then I found out as time progressed, that's the best feeling to actually have when you begin to minister. God really moves when you realize you can't do nothing. And so when I get there, you know, I'm ministering to different places and around Israel to the business leaders and all that's taking place there. And one night, about 4 o'clock in the morning, which is really about 4 p.m. and where I was in the States, so I had that jet lag type stuff. And I was actually trying to get away from some people that was being used by the adversary to keep poking me. And I said, well, I'll just go out here all by myself on the Galilee in Tiberias. So I'm sitting there on the side of the Galilee and just praying and just meditating, thinking, oh my goodness, this is the Galilee. And it just felt like, oh, this awesome presence of God. And, you know, and it was just powerful, you know. And so then all of a sudden I hear a noise and I look back and there's nobody moving around. It's 4 o'clock in the morning in Israel, right? And so I look back and here comes that man that was there. Like, oh my goodness, he woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. What's he doing out here? And God used this man to begin to prophesy to me. He prophesied nonstop. And he talked very specifically about what we're seeing today happen around the world. And it's just so exciting to see, you know, it's a journey normally. You remember when Joseph got a dream and got a vision and all of a sudden he went on this journey to be able to do that. But God is working out his plans. It's so exciting. What's so cool about it, if you're listening right now on the VFN TV application on your phones, it was Israel. God led us to Israel in a time of prayer. We were in time of our 24-hour prayer and fasting time and on a Monday, and we were seeking the Lord about what to do. And the Lord says very specifically we were to go to this particular company that we had no idea existed, didn't even know the technology existed. And next thing you know, here it is. It is actually an Israeli company. It's a Jewish-owned company, and they've been working hand. As a matter of fact, they were working with us this week to be able to launch it. And we just thank God. We pray a blessing over Israel. We thank God for Israel. As a matter of fact, we were partnered with Kufa Christians United for Israel. I want to give us a big shout out to Avi in Tel Aviv. Avi, we're excited about partnering with you. We're trying to get our footing with so many things that are going on, but we're constantly keeping you in our prayers. You know, Avi is in Tel Aviv, Israel. He has Dugid Ministries. It's like a coffee shop there, and he has a fellowship there, and he also has an outreach to be able to feed those in need, and he's just a real humble, humble man. But you can find out more about his ministry at Dugid, D-U-G-I-T, ministries.org, dogoodministries.org, or you can go to vfntv.com and find out more about that. But we want to remember to pray for Israel. And so it's pretty neat. So I got my call was in Israel, and then we're back again, and all of a sudden now Israel's helping us to be able to do this. And we just had a conference last year, and the conference was about being able to get God's perspective on Israel, you know, seeking out his perspective. And it was amazing how the blinders began to come off of us and realizing how important it is for us to stand with Israel. When all the world right now is standing against Israel, we are called to stand with Israel, you know, prayerfully, financially. KUFI is Christians United for Israel, where it encourages America's leaders and the Church of America to say, as a nation, let's stand with Israel. As a nation, let's stand with Israel. And so I encourage you, if you haven't, you know, partner with KUFI. You know, partner with KUFI, and it's just really neat what they put together there. And we're excited about what's taking place in Israel. We'll be right back after these messages.
You know, Greg, you ever had a conversation with a believer, and you ask them, you know, hey, what's God saying today? What's the Lord saying to you today? And oftentimes sometimes hear back, well, you know, my pastor preached last Sunday on XYZ. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you know, that's cool. I mean, I appreciate that. That's awesome. But what did God say to you today?
Right.
And you get this puzzled look back.
It can be really frustrating as a minister, can't it? Have you ever heard this Jesus you profess? You know.
Well, let me tell you, abiding is about what God is saying to you individually. That God desires to speak to you, and he's going to speak to you through his word. Mm-hmm. You know, I love John 10. It says, my sheep know my voice. Yes. And I remember when when I began started by it. Mm-hmm. And it was just the most beautiful thing to hear that God wanted to speak to me through his word. You know, if you're out there and you want to hear God's voice and you want to know God in an intimate way and hear what he's saying to you specifically about your situation, because God cares about you.
Yes, yes,
he cares about everything that's happening in your life, what you're going through. And the Bible is not a history book, but it's a living book because it comes from the author. And God wants to speak to you directly about your situation and your life and how much he loves you. You know, if you go to iabide.org, you can request a simple plan just to learn how to abide, how to spend time with him and hear his voice. I encourage you to do that. iabide.org. You know, if you're out there and you're listening and you know, you find that life is empty and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you're working a good job. You went to school. You're married. You have a family. You have children. And you know what? Things still don't seem to quite satisfy. And it still seems like, you know, there's a big hole in your heart. I want to encourage you. There is hope today. You know, there is a hope through a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And you can meet him at Meet My Father. You know, the world is hungry. And I can tell you, I was in the same place. I can relate. You know, I went to school, I did all the right things that you're supposed to do, but yet deep down in my heart, I still had such a huge hole and no amount of everything the world had to offer me. And I did it all, was never satisfying. And still, at the end of the day, I still was missing my relationship with God. You know, if that's you, let me tell you, you can meet him. You can go to meetmyfather.org and you can meet my father and you can begin this journey of understanding and knowing him personally. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to. You know, it's exciting, you know, Greg. You know, when I first gave my life to the Lord, I was so pumped about wanting to know more about him and giving my life to him. So I remember I just graduated a 4-year university.
4 years.
4 years. Spent all this money in student loans.
Oh, yeah.
And I got my first real professional job, you know.
Wow.
And
What was your degree in?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that funny?
Well, you know, coming from 10 years of law enforcement just makes me think about it.
Well, you know, so I just get my real professional job. I'm working for the Department of Juvenile Justice. And I hadn't even been there 6 months, but God is just doing such an amazing work in my life. And I'm willing to just leave my job. And I wind up going to a Bible college, go back to school.
Yeah.
And so,
after 4 years of getting a degree, you're going to go back to school.
Right.
Wow.
And so I wanted to prepare myself, you know, and I thought, I didn't even think that God could use me. You know, I thought, you know, I'm going to be a Christian for a long time. I just want to, you know, know more about God, you know.
Totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I didn't even think, you know, I was going to be used to do anything for him. And so I said, you know, this is a good idea. This is a good idea. So I go to school and I get all this education and I'm hearing every week it appears, you know, we're going to go to China and we're going to go to India. We're going to take Africa. And I'm thinking, who's going to take me?
Because as a believer, you have so many personal struggles and you want to be able to find out how to get past that. You know, how do I help me from me, right?
You tell me about it, right? So, you know, what was encouraging is to now to finish that and to be graduated. You know, it's so amazing what VFN University is all about and how we can equip people that are hungry, believers that want to do something for God and not get lost in theological references but you can grow as a person. You
4-inch books.
Say it again.
4-inch books, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness, trying to study Hebrew and you can't get out of Genesis. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
Yeah.
Really talking about Ezekiel right now? You know what I mean? They're like, you know, I love when Mark Twain said.
Can you help me turn my head right now?
Exactly.
Let's turn the pages.
I thought Mark Twain said, I hope I'm saying it correctly, but he says, not the scriptures that I don't understand that give me the biggest problems. It's the scriptures I do understand, you know? And
yeah.
It's like, let's start individually here. Let's work on our own growth and walk with the Lord. And so VFNU is a fresh perspective where a student is not, it's not about what you can do for God. It's about what God can do through you.
Right.
And through a personal abiding relationship.
Praise God. A personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. We're so glad that John was able to join us for a little bit of that as we're working through our first day of VFN Radio. We're excited about that. We are learning as we go. I want to talk about the format a little bit just to encourage you. And we're going to talk about in the second part after the hour, a little bit more details right there. But, you know, think about it. The first thing that we want to do is come to the Lord and bring a dedication to him. So that's what we're going to do in this last quarter hour. We're going to begin to focus on the Lord and just dedicating VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio to the Lord. And what comes to mind to me is Psalms 51. Psalms 51 is where David is talking about, you know, and this is how we truly believe that, you know, all men have gone astray and we all need the Lord. And from our mother's womb, you know, it's all the way from the garden that we had fallen. But listen, right now, across the world, you know, we have sinned. We've fallen short. There is so much darkness around that, you know, you can be less dark and everybody can think you're righteous. You know what I'm saying? You're walking in righteousness. And the truth is, it's just, we're just inundated with it. You know, I remember I'm giving a shout out to our listeners up in New York when I was going through the Lincoln Tunnel. When I was up there, you know, the billboards, I mean, there's just like, you know, naked people on the billboards up there, naked people all over the place. And it's like, we have no shame anymore. And the things that are taking place. And so I just want to, with all the business dealings and all the things going on, but there's some wonderful people in New York and some wonderful families, brothers and sisters in the Lord up there. And we just got to be able to turn our heart to God, you know, and we want to do that first. First, we want to do like David, you know, because it's between us and God alone. We can't point our finger at anybody else. David took ownership in Psalms 51, and we want to be able to say, you know, Lord, have mercy on me. You know, I've sinned. And so we're just going to dedicate this first aspect about personal dedication. So if you're listening to me right now, I want you to join me. Psalms 51, I'm reading from the NIV in my heart. I'm just going to pray this out or talk this out with you. Have mercy on me, O God. Think about the mercies of God. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my sin, blot out my transgressions, wash away all of my iniquities, cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right, God, when you speak, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place, the secret place, the abiding place where I abide with you. Cleanse me with hyssop and I'll be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face, God, from my sins. Blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I want to be a steadfast son of God, stable, steady in you. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit. I want to be willing. Anoint me with willingness to do all that you call me to do to sustain me. Then, when I've acknowledged my sin and turned and acknowledged you that you are right and you've forgiven and blotted out my sins, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God. Save me from blood guilt, O God. The God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness, O Lord. Open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifices, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God. You do not despise. Dear God, accept my broken heart through the blood of Jesus Christ. My heart is shattered because of my own personal experience. Just like David, My heart is shattered for the condition of what's taking place in society. My heart is shattered. Just like David, he's like, what? Is there not a cause? And it's like people don't even, my heart is shattered. Lord God, accept my broken heart and use it through Jesus Christ. I pray. The next thing we want to talk about is we're talking about David is a man after God's own heart. That's where Jesus, the lineage that Jesus came from. But you know what? We have to begin to rebuild. The walls are broken down. You know, when you hear about walls, you know, because everything is turned so physical and everything's turned so natural, everybody begins to think of natural walls. They say, you know, I think we need a blue wall. We need a brick wall. We need a wooden wall. We need a stucco wall. And the Lord's going, don't you understand the things that you see are temporary, but the things you don't see are eternal. It's a spiritual house, and you are living stones being built together. And we're talking about the walls of God's house. We're talking about you and me, those that profess to be believers of Jesus Christ. And so that takes me right to Nehemiah chapter 1. And Nehemiah looked and he saw that the walls had actually fallen down. I mean, he saw that there were burnt stones and it was just scattered all over the place. And that's the condition of the church today. The crazy thing about deception is, and which is a real scary thing, you know, we have to pray God remove the blindness from our life that we're not deceived, because when we're deceived, we think what we're doing is right when we're dead wrong. And so the things were scattered everywhere, but only Nehemiah is the one that really realized that it was like that, and he was broken over it. And so Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king. And he began to see what was going on, and you read about it in Nehemiah chapter 1, and he begins to pray when he sees it. He says he saw the situation, and his heart was broken, just like David's heart was broken, and like maybe your heart's broken with mine. And he just began to weep, you know, and he began to mourn and fast, and he prayed. And then he said, oh God, join me. Oh God, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. Let your ears be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayers of your servant that I'm praying before you today, that I'm praying day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, we Christians, including myself, he said, and I say, including me, and my father's house have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed your commands, your decrees, your laws that you gave your servant Moses. And we say that you gave your son Jesus. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are the furthest horizons, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place that I have chosen where to place my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeem by your great strength and your mighty hand. Oh, Lord, let your ear be attentive to our prayers of your servants, to the prayers of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant access today by granting him favor in the presence of man. Father God, we just thank you right now. We just not only repent for our own sins, but we repent for the sins of our fathers and our brothers, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you're just looking for someone to stand in the gap. That's how good you are. And so this first day, we want to make sure that we lay that out, understanding that. And finally, Lord, we begin to talk about your word in Proverbs 16, 2-4. And I want you to join me, those that are listening today, that this is what he says in Proverbs 16, 2-4, the book of Proverbs. He says, all a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will be successful. The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked, for the days of disaster. Father God, right now, we commit VFN Radio and VFN TV to you. We commit the studios. We commit all the extensions, all the parts of us that are all over the land to be able to broadcast such a timely word and a now word. And we just dedicate it to you. We dedicate everything to you. We dedicate ourselves to you. We dedicate our families to you. We dedicate our properties to you. We dedicate our treasures to you. We dedicate our relationships to you. And we just say, here we are. Here we are. Use us. Use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when you think about the church, you know, and what the enemy has done, the mindset, the vocabulary, the first thing that God started doing with us is to recapture the vocabulary again of what God is actually saying. I mean, you can really mess things up by changing the meaning of words. You know, you can just change the meaning of it, and all of a sudden you've got things going in a different direction. And so we had to rediscover, you know, what is the church? And we found out that the church is not a building. You know, we like buildings. I got a couple of good friends that are buildings, you know, but the whole thing is that the church is people. You know, we're the building of God. That know ye not that Christ dwells in you. The hope of glory is inside of you. All these wonderful things that we talk about. But understanding this is that, you know, so when you begin to be the church and you're abiding with God and you're hearing him and you're operating in family, you know, you have brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and the Lord and all this wonderful stuff. And it's just fun. You know, you just look for a time to go there, but you still have, you know, things you're dealing with. You're still in the same storm everybody else is in. You're still in the same nation. You're still in the same workplace. You know, so you're having these pains and these struggles you're going through, and it's difficult, but yet it's encouraging that we have this. But, you know, John, I could only imagine how hard it is for somebody right now. If you're listening to us today and you don't have that relationship, I mean, you love Jesus, you know, you're born again, but you're in this whole, I don't know, the best way I can describe it is tradition, where, you know, men's philosophies and concepts and programs, and but you're not in family. I mean, you can call things family. I mean, so many people call things family, but you know what family is. You don't have to call it family. It just is. And he's called us to be the family of God. And if you're going through all the same stuff that we're going through, but you're doing it outside of family, think about it. That's got to be horrific. I couldn't imagine. Well, actually, I could, because I remember what it was like when I was going through that without having what God has done with us today in regards to family. Yeah, I mean, you might have had somebody that's friended you on Facebook, but, you know, just friending somebody does not mean that they're a friend. I mean, you think about it. If you had I know this, John. Remember when we went to help out with the hurricanes that happened in New Orleans?
Right.
And, it was just horrific what happened, and still have scars today inside of our heart for what happened. It was so bad, couldn't fix it. And the crux of it really was in Waveland that was flattened, and then the waters, you know, busted in New Orleans and flooded. But, you know, the church didn't know each other, and they were scattered all over the place, and they couldn't find the church because there was no authentic family-type burdened relationship. So other parts of the church who didn't know the parts of the church come in and start helping everybody. But when we go back there, you remember when Pat and I had went back there, the Lord sent us back to New Orleans, and we were talking to Leo DeJesus and Sandy, awesome man and woman of God. And Leo, if you're listening today, Sandy, if you're listening today, we love you. You guys are so encouraging to us. And he has this wonderful upper room in his house that overlooks the Mississippi, looking right on the city of New Orleans. It's the city he's in is Gretna. He's in Gretna, overlooking the Mississippi. And he said that, but the pastors left the church. They just left. The shepherds, they left, you know. And Jesus says that's a hireling. It's hard, but I have empathy though for a leader of a traditional situation, because, you know, it goes both ways. You know, they don't have a relationship with you. You don't have a relationship with them. And the thing about family is you both have to invest.
That's right.
You know, but it's hard to do in that kind of setting. Well, I encourage you, if you haven't even thought about, you know, just walking out what God says in his word, that it's not foreign. It really is true. It's happening at the Vine Fellowship Network. It's actually happening. You can go to VFNfamily.org. When we first started trying to articulate, you know, what God was doing with us, you know, we thought, you know, how do you explain God? I mean, how do you explain family? How do you because it's just kind of hard. The paradigm shift is so huge from going to church to being the church, you know, from that building being the temple of God to us being the temple of God. And then in families, really family, you know, Jesus said when his mother, Mary, was outside and his brother was outside knocking on the door because they thought he lost his mind because he was ministering actually in a house he was and to his disciples. And they were coming to rescue him because he hadn't eaten. They were going to rescue God, John. They were going to rescue God. And that he hadn't eaten in a couple of days. And they just knew because that was their family. They thought, that's my family. That's my relative in there. So he'll actually come out. And so somebody tells Jesus, he says, your mother and your brother's outside wanting to talk to you. And he goes, who is my mother? This is God speaking through his son, Jesus Christ, right? He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? And today's church will say, the people knocking on the door.
Right.
But that's not what he said. He said this. He said, those who do the will of my Father, when he was looking at his disciples sitting in front of them. We've got to recapture again the understanding of the family of God, because the truth is that if we really love our family, we're going to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, because if they don't know Jesus Christ, they're not going to make it into the family of God and into eternity in heaven. And so we want them to be able to make it. But, we try to come together, try to come out a way to explain that. We did that with the Vine seminars. That we first had a Vine seminar to be able to explain us, to take us from these mindsets of realizing that we have an awesome King and God who loves us, and he wanted family, and we are the ark of God, and God's presence dwells with us, and it's just awesome thing of activation, and it's an exciting thing. The Vine seminar is about, Vine Fellowship Network, but also it's just grown into other seminars as well. And so if you want to find out more about Vine seminars, from marriage to personality, from, what it's like just to be the church, maybe you can glean from it. Go to vineseminars.com. Thank you for those that have listened to the first hour on BFN Radio. We were so excited to have you on our first hour. We will be coming back to you in the second hour in just one moment. For those you have to go to work, we say God bless you. Pray the Lord will bless your day. A fruitful day in the Lord. Remember, you are God. You are God's, and God dwells in you, and everything you touch, everywhere your foot go, claim it by faith, for God is with you, in Jesus' name.